It's continuing coverage of Hampton Dumont Cal baseball. The Bulldogs end up falling to Boone 5-1 here in this first round sub-state game here in Class 3A. And Coach, a tight game, you know, the whole way through. You guys are able to take a lead there. You had mentioned it to me, but a really strong performance by both sides tonight. Unfortunately, just a few mistakes kind of added up to put Boone in front there in that fourth inning. But just kind of want to get your take on this game, where you competed much better against these guys than you did the first time around just over a week ago.
Yeah, I can't say enough about these guys and the way they competed. I'm so proud of them. You know, it's tough to battle the elements like we did. You know, we changed the game time like 3 or 4 different times, you know, from last night all the way through today. And then coming here early, not knowing what was happening with the game before us, you know, we can't thank North Polk and their hospitality enough for allowing us to come here and play on their turf and this beautiful complex that they have here. But yeah, these guys, they battled. You know, we struck first. There in a second, and it was one of those things that it was the longer a team that's not supposed to win, us obviously being the lower seed, not supposed to win this one, the longer you can hold a lead in the innings, the tighter the home team or the better team seems to get, you know, and so that's what we were trying to do. We're just trying to keep the lead for as long as possible to see if they could get tighter, we would play looser, you know, that type of stuff. Yeah, and then in the fourth inning, we just kind of had a hiccup of an inning, you know, hit a kid, walked a kid. You know, but we still had a chance to get out of that. You know, we threw a dime to second base and we just couldn't field it off of the hop. He was out on, you know, dead to rights there on at second trying to steal. That would have got us out of the inning. And then, you know, with the runners on first and second, we get that ground ball to second base. That, again, probably should have been a play that we made. You know, we get out of the inning again with no runs. So we kind of, you know, that kind of hurt us there. You know, and then once they loaded the bases, then they hit that one to right center, and J-Rod almost ran it down. He was right there, you know, glove was up, just couldn't quite track it down. I mean, he makes that play, and it's one of the best plays that we've seen all year, you know, from anybody. So it was just one of those things. But, again, to go back to how proud I am, they didn't let that beat them, you know. They scored the 4 runs there in the fourth, get up 4-1. We could have imploded, you know, with, they beat us by 10 last week, you know, they're going to do it again, here we go type of thing. And they didn't. They hung with them, and they battled, and Dawson pitched a heck of a game today, being a senior on the mound for us and gave us every opportunity to win this game.
Yeah, and you had mentioned the underdog thing coming in. You know, you sometimes see teams kind of beat themselves before even going into a game like this, you know, being an underdog, having already been defeated by the team that they're about to play in the postseason. But what was it about this team that that allowed you guys to not be able to have that mentality coming in to, you know, come out here with confidence and, you know, really play on the same level as these guys here tonight?
Yeah, well, that's what we preach the whole time. You know, you go into a game, you go in to compete. You don't go in there just to say, okay, they're the better team, whatever, and you move on. You know, we're going in to compete, and we had that talk here. We had a couple days of good practice before this game, and that's kind of what we talked about was you guys can go in and play free and easy, you know, play loose because you're not expected to win the game. If they come in and 10-run you, people are going to say, they 10-runned you last week too, so it's no big deal, right? And that didn't happen. You know, you go in there and you start really competing, and you just say, you know what, I'm not going to let you do that again. We're going to compete every at-bat, every ground ball, every fly ball, you know, every pitch. We're going to continue to compete and compete. And, you know, as long as you can do that, most of the time you're going to stay in games. And we kind of talked a little bit over there, and you know, we thanked the seniors and kind of went through that whole thing. But then afterwards, you know, we talked to the younger kids and just said, if this is the way that you can play with this type of energy and this type of fire all the time, this team would have been a 15-18 win team instead of a 7-win team, you know? And so it's some of those things that you can't just show up when you want to show up and do those types of things. But today was one of those days. They played free. They played loose. They were talking baseball with each other. They were just out there having some fun, you know, kind of like the boys in the sandlot out playing a game, which is what it should be. It's high school baseball and just a bunch of kids out having fun. And, you know, and they were able to compete. And so I was really proud of them to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Dawson Weichert, you'd mentioned a great game by him. three strikeouts here in the game, six hits given up, and just a couple of walks issued as well. So, you know, his senior year coming out there for the last time in his career, you know, just to tell me about, you know, your confidence in him to be able to send him out there in this postseason kind of atmosphere. Obviously, you know, he didn't pitch in the first game against Boone. You wouldn't do that. But obviously, you know, for him to come out of here and pitch the performance that he did, you know, what was that like for you guys here tonight?
Yeah, and we talked about this a little bit with, like, Jackson Moats, also a senior. He's probably our most consistent pitcher, our most consistent strike thrower when he goes out there. But towards the later half of the season, Dawson's been our best pitcher. He's commanded his strike zone. You know, he sits in that low 80s mark here with his fastball. He's got a changeup, got a curveball. So we had all the confidence in the world knowing that if he goes out there and he throws the game that we know he can throw, we will be in this game and we'll be able to compete. And that's exactly the performance we got out of him. You know, again, just to harp on that fourth inning again, even when things kind of got bad, he didn't let it spiral. Because he's a senior, because he's done it, he's, you know, has that composure, went right out there, went, you know, right back out and was able to get it done. You know, there in the last inning there in the sixth, they got a run. We still had two outs. They got a guy on second base. I just went out and chatted with him. They had first and second after he hit a guy. I just went and chatted with him. I was like, hey, you're not at your pitch count. You're not at your limit. Just to give you a break, just to relax a little bit, clear your head. You know, being a senior, he goes out there, gets himself a little fly ball. We're good to go, you know, for those things. So it was a great experience for him to be able to come out here as a senior and pitch a really, really good game, you know. And, yeah, they had the six hits and they had the one big inning on him and those types of things. But for him to be able to come out here and compete with a team like Boone, that shows a lot of grit from him.
All right, just a couple questions left for you. I don't know about you, when I showed up here at about 2:30, I did not expect to be here 6 hours later still. But how did you guys keep busy during all those delays? Because it ended up being, you know, a few hours, you know, after we all showed up before, you know, the first pitch actually was thrown.
Yeah, it was. So the best thing was there was a game before us.
Yeah.
So kids got to sit and watch. You know, North Polk played Bondurant for hours. So they got to watch a little bit of game. It wasn't just coming here and sitting for 4 or 5 hours, you know, and doing those things. But so they got to watch a little bit of that game, and then rain started to come in right at the end of that game. So we went over on their softball diamond. They let us into that, into the dugouts, so that we could get out of the rain, you know, and those types of things. And there was some lightning stuff, but North Pole game ended. We just stayed in the dugout. The kids were kind of tossing a tennis ball around. Some kids were on their phone, you know, and it was trying to keep it as light as possible and as easy as possible to just say, hey, it's you control. The mantra that I've used for years being here in my 14 years and whatnot. You control what you can control, you know, and you can't control the weather. You can't control what umpires call. You can't control some of those types of things. You can't control when we're going to go out and play. You know, they made the perfect decision. They thought we would maybe get started around 5:30. We checked the radar. Two cells were coming through. They made the perfect call to say, we're just going to wait till after these two cells get through. We don't want to start a game and have to stop a game. And they made the perfect call. So we waited. That last cell got through. About 6:30, we went out then to warm up. And then it was a go. So, but yeah, just keeping it as light as possible, and the kids just kind of joking around with each other, and it's a good bunch. So, so that was pretty easy to do.
All right, we'll end it with this. But you mentioned the takeaways for the underclassmen from this kind of game. To finish it off, I do want to just give you a chance to recognize this year's senior class and their contributions.
Yeah, each one of them had a different contribution to our team. You know, whether it was, you know, Moats pitching for us, a Cam pitching for us, playing a little bit of first base, B-Rob pitching, playing some third, playing some first, kind of mixing and matching a little bit. I had him out left field at one point early on in the season. You know, Dawson used to be a third baseman, and then we moved him to first base last year. So just the willingness of him to be able to move and do those things. And then James Stevens, I mean, he DH, you know, for us a little bit last year, and then was our full-time DH this year. And he comes out here and gets two hits tonight and, you know, kind of battling through different things. So, you know, I can't say enough about those guys. And kind of the unsung hero, you know, Wyatt Dean, our last senior, really doesn't get to play much. You know, we try to get him into games when we can. He got in on senior night for an at-bat and some different things. But I'll tell you what, that kid is always, he's always showing up. He's always in the dugout. He's chasing down foul balls for us. He's constantly talking to the kids, trying to boost them up and trying to get them ready to play. And it's all seven seniors have made a positive contribution to this program and shown our younger guys how they need to act, not just on the field, but how they should act off the field, how they should show up early to practice. You know, you don't show up on time and start running into practice. You show up early. You work hard at practice. You take every at-bat, whether it's practice or a game, seriously. You know, all of these little things that we've tried to instill, those guys stuck it out, you know, in an era that we have right now where people are quitting all over the place, you know, and we're no different. You know, I only have out for our team right now, I only have 3 juniors and 3 sophomores, and the rest of them that have been playing have just decided not to, and for various reasons. Some of them had to work, some of them don't like the summer baseball, some of them whatever. So those 7 stuck it out the whole way through, all 4 years, battled, competed, tried to get onto the field as much as we can. And I know there's some of them that wanted to play more. There's some of there. Everybody always wants to play. You know, parents always want their kids to be out there and play and have fun and do those things. But they never complained to me. They never came and asked different things. They would ask questions about the game, but they never questioned too many things about playing time and about these different things, and handled themselves really, really responsibly. So I can't say enough about them. They battled through a season that, you know, this is one of our worst seasons that we've had in the 14 years that I'm here, with win totals and statistics wise and whatnot. And they've been here and they battled through it. So I'm proud of the way that they were able to show the younger kids on what we need to do.
All right. Well, that's Hampton Dumont Cal head coach Matt Lokenvitz. Thank you so much for the time tonight, and best of luck here in the offseason.
Thank you.